One of the things that has always excited me about music and still does is the immersiveness of it. The fact that it's a kind of whole body engagement. And that's very different to, say, writing, which is obviously a pretty much equal part of my work. To me, I still feel it. I can do a lot of writing, and then I start working on a sound piece in the computer, which, after all, is not that physical anymore. But it still has that sense for me that I get lost in this immense environment of sound, which is thrilling. And I still love what happens when you make sound, just the tiniest sounds, for example. Or the surge you feel, when certain events happen within unfolding of sound. That to me is incredible. And I couldn't do without that. I know that I was theorizing a lot, because that's always been my curse. I mean, always I've thought about music or sound, what's going on, analyzing. Paul wasn't so analytical. He was much more of a, just a doer. That's, you just do it. You're completely inside it. The more whole sense of the way in which the body works. To get away from this division between mind and matter. I always felt I was probably quite dyslexic guitar player. But of course that leads you into another type of music. What I can do on computer now is what I wanted to do when I was 20 and was trying to do with a mono cassette record. Well, the making connections, I think, is one of the most powerful engines of constantly moving what you do, having a fluidity. And it's one of the most productive areas out of which, if we're thinking about creativity, which I don't very much, but if we were thinking about creativity, then connectivity, that excitement about the way events all connect together, hugely creative.